Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Depends on how I progress and how I develop, but my goal is for sure to play as soon as possible in the NHL and help the Buffalo Sabres win a Stanley Cup.
That is J.J. Paterka when he was drafted by the Sabres, just signed his three-year entry-level contract, and we'll find out a little bit more about the second-round pick for the Sabres from last October. On our Western hotline is Thomas Roost. He works for the European Bureau of the NHL Central Scouting Unit, and he is joining us right now. Thomas, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. First off, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. I'm calling from Switzerland, actually.
Nice place to be. You might be the first person we've ever had on the show from Switzerland, so congratulations on that honor.
Great.
Hey, Thomas, you've seen Paterka play a number of times. So let's start first off, if you had to give the Sabre fans that are listening the strength of J.J. Paterka's game at this point of his young career, what would they be?
Well, his real calling card is an absolutely excellent shooter. He has a very good one-timer and a very good wrist shot. And he even shoots from bad angles and can be dangerous. He shoots also from standstill. He's always dangerous if he has the puck around the net. And if he can shoot the puck, it's high danger for the goalie.
Go ahead.
Yeah, his shooting mechanics, actually, if you would write a textbook or make a movie about the shooting mechanics, are absolutely brilliant of J.J. Paterka. And he also is a rather good skater and quite explosive and quite powerful. And also hand skills are good, creativity is good. Really interesting prospect for the Sabres.
What the league he when he's in Germany, he's playing in, I guess he had been in or was in the top German league. Thomas, what's the level of play there in Germany? We've talked about the Swedish league before. We had guys on when Dahlin was drafted by the Sabres. We've probably learned a little bit about Finland. What's the top league in Germany like in terms of level of play?
Yeah, I guess you shouldn't underestimate the level of play of the German top league, especially not with the best teams there. And J.J. Paterka is playing with one of the best teams in the German league. I would guess the best teams in the German league would be also very good teams in the AHL. And they can compete with the best teams in Scandinavia, in Finland and Sweden, easily, but you have to know that the Swedish and the Finnish league, they miss maybe their 150 best homegrown players. So, but from the European leagues, I would say KHL is the best league, and then Scandinavian league, Finland, Sweden, German league, and Swiss top league are quite close. Also, the Czech league.
So
it's
reading up
physical league, by the way.
I'm sorry?
A very physical league, the German league. A very physical played, and this also helps the young players to adapt to real pro hockey.
Yeah, I was curious. Is it a lot of older guys? Like when Paterka plays, I want to ask you about his World Juniors, because he had a really great World Juniors. But then when he plays in the World Championship, you know, Thomas, it's always, well, okay, now you're playing against older guys. You're playing against some guys who are in the NHL that are playing in the World Championships. Is it older guys in Germany too?
Yeah, historically, the German Pro League is a league of older guys. That's true. But it's difficult to tell. But recently, a lot of young guys really made some noise in the German league. Let's talk about Stützle, the Ottawa draft pick, who was very good last season already, and also Reichel, I think Chicago pick. So, and J.J. Peterka also. These three guys really did bring some new element to the German league, who is usually, actually, as you told, a league from older players, also German older players, but also North American older players who maybe step down from the NHL and play some more years in Europe.
I want to ask you about some of the top Europeans in this year's draft in a second, but you made a comparison a moment ago between the German league and, say, the American Hockey League level. From what I read, I guess Peterka still has 1 year left on his contract in Europe, but do you think he is ready right now to come over to North America and at least make the transition to the professional level at the American League?
Yes. I wouldn't say he makes the NHL right away. No, I don't think so. He's lacking some parts in his game still. But he definitely can play in the American Hockey League. I expect this, definitely, yes.
This year's draft, we've been talking a lot about Owen Power and some of the top prospects here. Who are some of the top European players in the draft?
Yeah, there are some interesting Swedish players. Eklund from Djurgårdens, a forward, top forward. Simon Edvinsson is a very good defenseman, an interesting one, very big, but also maybe lacks the level of a Dahlin, but still could be very good. Lisell, also a Swedish guy, a Swedish goalie, both, that is very good. Then we have Finnish guys, Tuomala, Rettu. Quite some interesting players. And I did watch a little bit the possibility of the Sabres. You have the first overall pick and you might go for Owen Power. But then you have 2 second-rounders also, if I'm not mistaken. And there are some interesting guys, probably, maybe Tuomala, maybe Simon Robertson, maybe the Czech defenseman Stanislav Svocil, who might be from the European part for the draft, might be interesting for the Sabres in the second round.
Have you seen William Eklund play? And if so, can you tell us a little bit about his game?
Yeah, he's a very skilled player. He played a lot also with the New Jersey Devils draft pick Alexander Holtz, and he outplayed him actually in some parts of the season at least. He's a very smart player, very skilled player. Maybe not the biggest and not the strongest guy, but he definitely will be a first rounder, and he definitely will be in the first part of the first round, maybe not the top three.
Thomas Roost with us from Switzerland. He is a member of the European Bureau for NHL Central Scouting, joining us to talk a little bit about J.J. Peterka, who just signed recently with the Sabres. Thomas, thank you for coming on with us this morning. It was great having you on the show.
Thank you very much, and good luck to you, and have a nice day, and all the best for the Sabres.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.